This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Pico Iyer, and he's sharing some of the insights he's gathered after 30 years of living in a small town in western Japan. Now, you, being Pico Iyer, can count the Dalai Lama as a good friend of yours. You've known him since your student days. Can you just briefly explain to us, what is the Dalai Lama, and what does a friend of the Dalai Lama talk about?
Well, the friend of the Dalai Lama has the luxury of being able to ask him about important questions. And, of course, the Dalai Lama is still the spiritual leader of Tibetan Buddhism. He visits Japan every November. And one of the moving things that I describe in the book is going with him up to a fishing village right after the tsunami in 2011 took away all those people. And it was so moving to see him both give advice to all the women who had gathered along the road, who were sobbing, having seen their village destroyed, just reduced to rubble. So he gave them positive advice about reconstructing their village. But at the same time, at one moment, he turned around and he took off his glasses, and I saw him wiping away a tear. And I thought, well, this is what makes him so special. He's wise enough to give them really useful, practical advice, but he's human enough really to feel the pain and to remember the times when he has lost a lot too. And so he's a great human, practical, universal teacher. And he always says, don't become a Buddhist. Don't worry too much about religion. Just think about how you can be kind to the people around you, which I think is a great global message today.
What have you learned about God from the Dalai Lama?
Well, he often says we don't have to talk about God or heaven because those things are very, very difficult for us to get a handle on. We can't come to always positive answers. But we can deal with this person right in front of us who's hungry or who's confused or who's in need of a friend. And I think of the Dalai Lama as a doctor, as a physician of the mind. So he doesn't claim to have all the answers. He can't cure us of mortality or illness or everything, but he's trying to offer medicines just to help us get through the day and especially to help us look after everyone around us.
And maybe shedding that tear is the presence of God on earth.
Oh, beautiful. I think he would love that. Yes. Oh, that's a very moving thing to say. Thank you.